It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
The Go Birds Podcast, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the Picks Pod. Elliot Shore, Parks, we made it to playoff football, buddy. There were a lot of talks this season, prior to the season, all that stuff. Hands up, I'll say it. I was like, they ain't finishing this season. I didn't think it was going to work. Here we are. And look, we still have to finish it. It's not over yet. There's still, obviously, and we'll talk about that Cleveland Browns game and all going on with that. There's still issues. But I can't believe we're sitting here talking about playoff football coming up this weekend.
Well, look, as everyone that listens to this pod knows, I'm always right. And I knew that we'd get through the whole season.
You did say it.
I had no doubt, but no, look, it is exciting. Bit of a buzzkill. We're not talking about Eagles playoff football, right? I mean, that's always one of the most exciting times of the year in Philly when we have playoffs to talk about with the Eagles, but is what it is. I will say that these games, I think, are all super exciting. And I also saw that the NFL is calling it Super Wild Card Weekend. Big fan of that.
Me too.
I like that. That's
very
a great
in on
name.
That. Very in
yeah.
on that.
Yeah, very in on it. A lot of interesting lines for the weekend, too. Like, I don't want to, you know, ruin too much because we're going to talk about them, but I think there's a few that are so obvious, but then the ones that are close, like, I don't know. I was a very intriguing list when I went through them. So excited for the weekend. Bummer we won't have a Go Birds pod on Saturday because
yes,
of it.
So it is a bummer.
That is the one downside to the Super Wild Card weekend. But you know, the more exciting thing is honestly, like, I had a winning record last week. I was 9-7. Yeah, you didn't have a losing record, but you didn't have a winning record.
No, so, and for the season I'm 131-121, and I'm very happy with that. I am very proud of that. So I got no complaints on my end.
It's pretty amazing we ended, and the season's not over for what it's worth. We
Truth.
Still have these games.
Truth.
Yeah. But it's pretty amazing that we ended exact opposites. You 131 and 121, and I ended 121 and 131.
It's actually pretty wild. It's hard to yeah. You know, you would not have expected that. The real question is now, it's always been 11-0, so we've added two games. So the real question is, can either one of us go 13-0 here in the playoffs? That's the question.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Because, you know, you're only doing it week by week here. It's not as tough as picking them all in one. Although, I don't know. Would that impact the odds? Do you think that we're doing it over a stretch of time instead of all at once?
No, I don't think it's a big difference one way or the other.
All right. Well, I still think we can do it.
So. I believe in us, Elliot. I believe in you. You've been on a hot streak, you know?
So, I have been. So
my man's locked
look,
in.
We
always talk about, you know, get hot at the right time. Elliot's getting hot at the right time.
Yeah, I have a better record than you do over the last 2 weeks. I was 10-6 in week 16, 9-7 in week 17. You haven't had a winning record since week 15. So
was I 8-8?
You know, no,
two
no
weeks
pressure.
In a row, or was I 7-9 last week and then 8-8 this
seven
week?
You were 7-9 in week 16, 8-8 last week, 10-6 in week 15. You went on a hot streak. Really, where you really dominated was like weeks 11, 12, 13. You like were way better
separated.
Than I was. That's when you separated. Yeah, that's when you pulled away.
Still some games left, Elliot.
And I had a 3-10 week in week 9.
Yeah, that's a killer. But look, for the most part,
we shall not talk about.
Well, yeah, the week that didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about. There was definitely a week there that the games didn't get played. So, you know, not our fault. But I will say that, you know, look, we've been pretty good lately. You know, for the most part, between the two of us, certainly, and especially you the last couple weeks, but like we have kind of hit a groove. Like our worst times were in the middle of the season, and we're past that. So feel pretty good about giving out some winners today for people to gamble with on the Parks, you know, Sportsbook app. We'll tell you more about that app in a little bit. But Elliot, let's
should we get some well, really quick, should we get some future talking real quick?
Sure. You wanna well, that's a great idea. Let's quickly, before we go in each game, why don't we make some predictions here as the playoffs have not started yet. So yes, I love this. How about we each give our NFC and AFC championship game, who we think wins that game, and then who we think will be in the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. What are your predictions, sir?
Well, let me pull up the playoff bracket first, just so I can look at this. But, I mean, look, I think in the AFC, you got to go Chiefs, right?
Yep.
I just think that's where I fall on that. I would say the Chiefs. The Super Bowl for me, ultimately, I don't need to look at the bracket. Packers over Chiefs.
Me too.
That's my prediction.
So unexciting. Yeah. But, you know, I've called the Packers for a while. I've been on them for a long time. And it's just, look, I think if I had to bet on any team other than the Chiefs in the AFC, I think I would be joining many people in betting on Buffalo. I think they're, you know, one of those teams that just seems to be really firing on all cylinders right now. They're loose.
They're right
having
now.
Fun. As you pointed out in the last pod, they're loose. They're having fun. They're, you know, listen to Can't Touch This at practice and all that type of stuff. They just feel like if anyone's going to beat KC, it's going to be Buffalo. I do have a sleeper team as well that I could see maybe getting hot. I'll get to that when we pick that game. But ultimately, I'm with you. I'm going to pick my AFC championship game is Bills-Chiefs with the Chiefs winning. My NFC championship game is going to be Packers. See, that's a tougher one because I'm not enamored with any of the other teams. I really do like I like the Packers definitively to win the NFC. I feel very good about that. After that, it's tough to know which one. I feel like all these teams are pretty similar. I guess I'll still take New Orleans just because I think they have the easiest path with, you know, the Bears in the first round and then to, you know, another home game prior to that. But that second team in the NFC is tougher to call than the Packers for me.
So I'm going to throw some future odds here from Parks for Super Bowl winners.
Yes.
You just tell me right now, heading into the playoffs, like I'll read you the odds. You tell me how you feel about them. So I think in a very intriguing one is Titans plus 2,800. Like, I don't know if they're going to win. I would obviously not pick them to win. But I don't know. They made a run last year. They were a game away last year. They start at home, which is good. 2,800, like, that's some long odds. When you consider, like, yeah, I think the Packers have a better chance to win it. They're plus 450. They have the second best odds. But do the Saints have a way better chance? I don't know. And the Saints are plus 75, are plus 750. So I like the plus 2,800 with the Titans. That feels like a good long shot there.
I can't believe they're that high. I'm with plus 2,800.
That's what I'm saying.
That seems like a no-brainer. Throw a few shekels down and take a shot. Because, look, this team literally proved last season that they can get to the AFC Championship game. And if they can get to the AFC Championship game, they're one Derrick Henry game away from being in the Super Bowl. And then they're one Derrick Henry away game from winning the Super Bowl. The thing about the Titans, and I ultimately don't, for the reason I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl, obviously, is I do think that ultimately their defense will be their Achilles heel at a certain point. But they could score with anybody. I mean, and again, like Tannehill showed he can win playoff games last year. They went into New England and beat New England. They went into Baltimore and beat Baltimore.
Yeah.
I mean, those are real deal, big-time playoff wins, a 14-2 Baltimore team. I mean, and I like Vrabel a lot. And clearly that guy's shown that he can be a big-game coach. So I love that. Considering the odds, because I actually, I don't love them this week. Potentially, we'll get to that game.
Okay.
But I do love the odds, like plus 2,800 for a team that is playing a home game in the first round and went to the AFC Championship game last year, I think those are way too long. Like, they should be like plus 1600 or something.
So the other one I like, Tampa Bay plus 1000. Now, you're not getting as good of, you know, it's not as of a long shot, obviously, but among the favorites, I feel like that's pretty good. I mean, the Bills are plus 700, Tampa Bay's plus 1000. I think Tampa Bay plays in an easier conference. Obviously, they have a, I mean, Josh Allen's never won a playoff game, right? We all know what Tom Brady's done. So I kind of like Tampa Bay as well, plus 1,000. I've liked them all year, though, so maybe I'm just emotionally hedging there.
I think they make a lot of sense in the sense that, you know, you would think an easy first-round matchup, certainly easier than some of the other teams. And the fact that, as we just talked about, like, after the Packers, you know, there's no one in the NFC that you feel, like, super great about. And could Tom Brady go beat Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, of course he could. He absolutely could.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I think they got a good defense. They got some talent on the field. So I think at plus 1,000, those are solid odds, especially again in the NFC where it just feels like, look, the Packers are certainly not a lock to get to the Super Bowl. And if it's not the Packers, like, you could make a case for like any of those teams outside of, to me, Chicago, Washington. I could see any of the other teams get there, you know, and Tampa Bay is a legitimate contender of those teams.
So last one, and then we can get into them. Steelers plus 1,800.
So that's
what's your takeaway from that?
I think it's what's Baltimore's, by the way.
Baltimore is plus 1,100.
See, yeah, that's crazy. Like, I actually really like Baltimore right now because they're coming in hot and they've been blowing teams out and stuff. But they have not played a tough schedule here and they've been blowing out bad teams. I like Baltimore's chances because, you know, they've got obviously the talent, I think, and Harbaugh's a great coach and. You know, it's a team that went 14-2 last year and seems to be hitting their stride at the right time. But the idea that Pittsburgh, who is getting a home game, playing a Browns team, they have an easier week one matchup than Baltimore.
And was 11-0.
Was 11-0 at one point. And like, they should not be that much higher than Baltimore. I like Baltimore better than I like the Steelers. Like, if they face each other, I'm going to pick Baltimore to win. But the odds are better for the Steelers. Like, you, Elliot, have done a really good job of looking at here and saying, and this shows, my man's learned how to gamble this year.
Learning.
It's a beautiful
I'm learning,
thing.
That's right.
But you're looking at these saying, all right, forgetting what I think of who's actually going to win, let me look at these odds and say, what am I getting some value here? Where am I getting something where this odd should be way lower than this? Why is this so high? Like, looking at it that way ends up winning you a lot of money. It's not always going to work, but those are the types of long shots you want to take because could the Steelers win the Super Bowl? Of course they could win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Absolutely they could win the Super Bowl.
I actually think they have a better chance than the Saints. I think the Saints are frauds, and you can play this back when they win the Super Bowl, but I think they're frauds.
I'm not super. If they had a, you know, even then Breeze looked cooked, but there's a lot of question marks and we'll get to them more in that game. But you know, the Alvin Kamara thing, who knows how fully he's going to be going on Sunday. And you know, Breeze is just a shell of what he used to be. So
I like Pittsburgh better than Baltimore. So I disagree with you on that one. I like them better than Seattle, who also has better odds. So they just, to me, that actually, that might be my favorite bet. I think of all of them. I think people are overreacting a little bit. So I would say Pittsburgh plus 1,800 would be my favorite bet. After that, I like Tennessee plus 2,800. And then Tampa Bay is my more realistic one at plus 1,000. I think it'd be lame to make a bet like plus 225, plus 450. That, to me, that just feels like, you know, what fun is that? But it's probably also how you win money.
Well, so. What it comes down to is how strongly do you feel? Like, if you feel like the Buffalo Bills are winning the Super Bowl this year, and you feel super strongly about it, then at plus 700, that's a good bet. Like, bet on them. Like,
yeah.
But when you're talking about the Chiefs at plus 2, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, you're absolutely right. It's like, how much am I really getting here? Like, look, bet on them if you think they're going to win the Super Bowl. On a basic level, bet on the team you think is going to win the Super Bowl. But if you want to try and hit a long shot odd and try and win some serious cash for a smaller deposit, so to speak, then you need to look at these other things. And again, like, anything can happen. Again, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl a couple years ago. Let's not forget. I know it was a great team around him and all that, but like, weird stuff happens.
I don't think anyone
happens.
Listening here forgets that.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good point, Elliot. Weird stuff happens. Weird stuff happens in the NFL. Like, it does. We see it from year to year to year to year. So I think you picked out my two, like, again, they're not my two favorite teams. They're not who I think is going to win the Super Bowl, but in terms of the odds you talked about, I think the Steelers and the Titans are absolutely the best two long shot bets. It's not even close. It's a great point.
Well, as you said, I'm on a hot streak. So if there's anyone
gambling
to listen to right
star
now,
star right now. Jesus.
All right, let's get to these games.
Okay, let's dive in. Let's start. We'll go from Saturday to Sunday and start now with that team we were just talking a little bit about that is, you know, the chic pick to, I think, you know, I think most people would say the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. I think after that, even more than the Packers, I think people would say the Bills right now. They are a chic pick to win the Super Bowl. And look, they've played great football. They handled business, which you like to see at the end of the season. You know, great teams beat the teams they're supposed to at the end of the year. That Eagles team in 2017, we always talk about, they go out and just rail on bad teams. The Bills just handle business, and I really like seeing that. Had a playoff taste last year, obviously, that huge collapse against Houston. I like second shot for Josh Allen, second shot for McDermott. The Bills, home against Frank Reich's Indianapolis Colts. A 6.5-point home favorite for Buffalo. I'll go first on this one, Elliot. I love the Bills. I am buying in on the hype. I think they're a damn good football team. I still think they lose out to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, but I really think the Bills are a really good football team right now. I think they're absolutely better than the Colts. And I see them imposing their will for the most part. Look, I'm not saying the Colts are a pushover, but let's put it this way. I would much rather have my money on Josh Allen than Phil Rivers in this playoff game. I feel really good about taking the Bills. I will bet my own money on the Buffalo Bills to win this week and cover the 6.5-point spread.
So I believe that Buffalo wins the game. But I don't know, man. First playoff game for Buffalo. Like, I know they were in – sorry, I shouldn't say that. They have not won a playoff game together is what I should say. So I'm a little worried about the collapse last year. A lot of pressure on them. 6.5-point favorite feels like a lot. Like, I feel like that's what you see in, like, mid-season games for, like, you know, I'm just surprised that two playoff teams that you'd see that type of spread, especially for an Indianapolis team that I think has played well this season. I do think Buffalo is playing well, but I think Frank Reich is a better head coach. I don't think talent-wise there's that big of a difference. I really think the only big difference is Josh Allen and Phillip Rivers. And can I trust Josh Allen to turn in like that dominant of a performance where I'm so sure that they'll blow Indianapolis out? No, I think Buffalo wins. I don't think it's impossible that Indianapolis could win, but I'm going to take Indianapolis plus 6.5.
Ooh, I love this. We're off to a little head-to-head start.
It's a lot of
start.
Points, it's a lot of points for a game that I think is evenly matched.
No, I get it. Indy's a good team. I don't think this is a lock bet or anything, but I think Buffalo's rolling right now. I think Indy's running into a buzzsaw, and Indy has been solid, but I mean, they were only up a touchdown to Jacksonville last week with, like, minutes left. They ended up winning it, scoring another touchdown towards the end to win by 14. But, like, they didn't blow them out. They didn't walk all over them. And the Bills played a Miami team that had a win-and-in situation in the playoffs, and they put up 56 points resting their starters in the second half. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm just buying the Bills being hot and heading into the playoffs in the right spot. And I just think they keep rolling. All right, next game, Seattle hosting Los Angeles, the Rams. The Rams, a 3-point road dog. The classic minus 3 here, Elliot. You're up first on this one. Which way are you going?
Well, let me first say that I could not care less about this game.
It's like, the game I care the least about. I'm so with you.
Yeah. Like, also, like, I feel like they play every other week. Like,
I know.
I feel like every other week I'm talking about Seattle playing Los Angeles. Like, so I'm not going to bet this game. There are far more intriguing games to me. Or maybe I will just to make it somewhat exciting. But I don't know. I'm going to go Seattle minus 3. I don't trust Los Angeles. This feels like a game Seattle will win. The quarterback thing, I think it's interesting that you don't know if Jared Goff is going to play, who's a starting quarterback, and they still have a lot of there's still, you know, Park still has a line for it. You know, I just wonder,
I think it's
because
they might think Wolford's just as good as Goff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's a shot at Goff that you know, they're still, like, out there doing it. So I'll go Seattle minus 3.
Yeah, so I'm with you on everything you said. I could see this game going either way. I don't feel amazing about either of these teams. They both bore me. I'm not, like, at Seattle, especially after the whole let Russ cook thing, MVP campaign, and then all of a sudden it's, like, just disappeared. That offense just lost the ability to score points. But on a basic level, I think you kind of hit it. Like, I'm looking at this game, and whether it's Goff or Wolford, I don't know which one's better right now, but whether it's either of those guys, we're talking 3 points, and you're telling me I'm getting Russell Wilson versus those guys? That's it. Like, that's literally what my bet is. My bet is I am betting on Russell Wilson -3, not even the Seahawks. So that's how I'm looking at that game. We got one more Saturday game to get to in a second. But as always, let me remind everyone that if you have not downloaded the Parxeno Sportsbook app, I don't know what to tell you anymore. It's the playoffs. It is time. Download the app. It is so much fun. It's easy. It's intuitive to use. Elliot just talked about all those future bets that you can make on who's going to win it all. You can bet on every single one of those. He talked about every game we're covering here. You can bet on with the Parxeno Sportsbook app. And, of course, you can bet on other sports as well, college hoops, pro basketball, hockey, anything and everything. And you can bet in-game betting. You can bet on how many touchdowns someone will score. As we mentioned, future bets, MVPs, title winners, all that. Props, parlays, teasers, everything you can think of. It's easy. It's fun. Elliot, I mean, we've had such a blast using this app this season, obviously talking about these games, but going back, Elliot's been doing his Parks picks this year, winning people money. It's just been, it's a really fun app to use, and it makes the games fun. Like you said before, I'm going to bet on this this Los Angeles-Seattle game, even though I hate it and don't care that much about it, because it's going to make it more fun to watch it. And that's why you should download the Sportsbook app.
And we talked about futures at the beginning for Super Bowl winners, but you can also get AFC or NFC championship, future odds on that. Pittsburgh +1,000 to win the AFC. Like, I like that one too. I mean, you know, I think there's a chance. I think they're a good Super Bowl. This way, they just have to get there, and you get +1,000. I like those odds for the AFC. And then when you look at the NFC, I mean, I'm not going to bet Chicago +4,000. That would be literally insane. But Buccaneers +400, they're the third favorite. I think that's decent odds. Like I said, I think they have a better chance of winning it than New Orleans does. And New Orleans is +275. So I like the Tampa Bay odds in the NFC and Pittsburgh in the AFC.
Yeah, and again, anything and everything you can bet on, bet online with a name you trust. Parks Casino Sportsbook app, and here's the deal. Sign up now, and you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500, which you can use on these playoff games. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Again, that's PARXCasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on a loss as a free bet. As always, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Elliot, Saturday night football. Saturday night playoff action. I feel like this has been Tom Brady's spot for years. Granted, he usually has the bye, so we're talking about it the next week. In fact, did you see that factoid about Tom Brady? You there?
Yeah, but I almost feel like it's wrong because you're talking about the Schefter thing?
Yeah, the wild card round thing? That didn't make any sense because he played in the wild card round last year. What was the didn't make any sense.
He's never entered it as a wild card. Wasn't that the stat?
Yeah, but because they were the division winner. Oh, that actually makes sense. That's pretty wild. I mean, that is a wild thing that they
He was never a wild card.
That's
team.
What it was. Not playing in the first weekend. I was confusing it in my head. He's never been a wild card team until this year. That's pretty great. I mean, it makes sense with how they dominated the division for so long.
Well, I was going to say, when you're the best quarterback of all time, something tells me you're not spending many seasons.
But still, it's a pretty wild stat. But either way, Saturday night playoff football feels like Tom Brady, and we're going to see that against Washington, the football team in the playoffs, the 7-9, the third time we will see a sub-500 playoff team play a playoff game. Tampa Bay at Washington as of now, and it's been going up. The Bucs, a 9-point favorite at home against, on the road in Washington. I'll go first on this one, Elliot. After watching what we watched last week, where a Philadelphia Eagles team had to literally tank in the game they should have won that game. They were the better team, and this is a fully stocked Washington team that was playing for the division, to win the division against the Eagles team that had nothing. I was so not enamored with that Washington team, and now you hear that Taylor Heineke's taking reps during practice, and who knows what's going on with Alex Smith. I feel really good about the Bucs going in. I know Washington's defense is good, and it's a lot of points, but I'm taking Tampa Bay. I'm rolling with Tom. I think they get enough points to cover.
I agree. I like Tampa Bay -9. What's funny is the only concern I have is just FedEx Field is so gross. Yeah. Like, that turf is gross, like the grass. I don't know. I'd be worried about an injury. Like, Tom Brady's old. That would be my only concern. But I think, look, Washington is not good. You mentioned it. We saw that last week. They're not a good football team right now. They're not even playing well right now. Look, you brought up the barely win over the Eagles. They got smoked by Carolina the week before.
It's a great point. Like, whereas, same thing on the line. You're right.
Yeah, and Tampa Bay is playing really well. So Mike Evans' thing is a little worrisome, but honestly, if I were them, I would almost rest him for the next round. I really like Tampa Bay minus
nine.
Yeah,
I think just with Godwin Brown, like, they'll be fine either way. I am very with you. I feel very good about that one. That is one I will bet on. I'll bet on all these. Who am I kidding? All right, let's move on to Sunday, as we got three games on Sunday. A Sunday night football game for the first week of the playoffs. Thank you. Thank you. It is so beautiful. I'm so used to just being done. You're like, all right, well, that was Sunday. It's 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock and the playoffs are over. No, this is amazing. Let's dive in. Starting with the first game of the day. And I think, as we've talked about, I think probably the best game of Wildcard Weekend, at least in my mind, the game I'm most looking forward to, the Ravens at the Titans. The Ravens, a 3.5-point road favorite in this one. Elliot, you were up first. I think we know where you're going on this one, though.
Titans plus 3.5. To me, I don't know, man. Like, I got to see Lamar Jackson win a playoff game. After disappointment last year for him to play so poorly in his first playoff game, I think Tennessee is a team that is built for the playoffs. You saw last year that they can – look, I don't think Ryan Tannehill is, like, an outstanding quarterback, but you go into Baltimore, into New England, and then you play pretty well to begin with against Kansas City. Like, I have to take that seriously. So I think Lamar Jackson's a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. But each week when we do these picks, like, I pick based off the quarterback, and I don't know if I trust Lamar more than I trust Ryan Tannehill. Plus you add in Derrick Henry, plus the fact that they're at home, I'm going Tennessee plus 3.5. And I get them as favorites. Like, I mean, underdogs, I'd pick them straight up. So if I get 3.5 points, this feels like a 3-point game too. So I really like Tennessee plus 3.5.
Yeah, look, I think Tennessee's the smart bet. Again, especially getting that hook. If it were 3 points, you know, even 3.5 at home, you're getting a home underdog who went to the AFC Championship game the last year, who's beaten this team twice in a row. That's the smart bet.
Is the line telling us something, James?
That's where I'm going. The smart bet is Tennessee. I can't get off the Ravens. And part of it is the line is absolutely telling you something. Like, I expected Tennessee to maybe even be a favorite, like a 1-point favorite or something. If nothing else, like, Ravens by one maybe. The fact that it's 3.5 is jarring. It was surprising. Now, it could just be the fact that Baltimore is kind of running into the playoffs on this run of whooping up on teams, but they've been bad teams. I just like the way Baltimore's playing right now. Tennessee, talking about teams that, you know, fighting to get in the playoffs, like, they almost lost to Houston this past week at home, almost lost to the Houston Texans, like, had to throw that pass down the field to win it on field goal at the end and all that. Like, it was a precarious game, and Houston's probably one of the best 4-12 teams we've ever seen or whatever, but regardless, I'm just going to ride Baltimore. The line is telling me to go with Baltimore. I just like what I've seen from them, and ultimately, I thought they were going to win the game during the regular season because of a revenge game. They've lost two in a row to these guys. I feel like the revenge factor is going to be there. I like the way they're playing right now. So I agree. I think Tennessee's the smart bet, and I could absolutely see them winning outright. But I'm going to follow my gut here and follow the line a little bit and take the Ravens. All right, let's move on. Two more to go. Not much to say about this, and I would say it's Rams, Seahawks, and Chicago at New Orleans, certainly the two games I'm least excited about this weekend, but Chicago, a 10-point underdog on the road, Elliot. I'll go first in this one. It just feels like so many points for a New Orleans team I don't think is that good.
Oh, I thought you were going to. Okay, go ahead.
I'm getting there, buddy. Don't worry. I'm getting there. You were right to think what you thought. I've been saying it feels like a lot of points for a New Orleans team that I don't think is that good. But Mitch Trubisky turned back into Mitch Trubisky last week. And it's Mitch Trubisky in a playoff game in the Superdome. You can't give me enough points to go against Mitch Trubisky in that spot. I'm taking New Orleans, laying the 10.
So I think that what you just said about Mitch Trubisky is true, right? Mitch Trubisky in the Superdome, in the playoffs, like, that's not something you feel good about. I also think you would have said that same thing about Kirk Cousins last year. And not only did they go in and play well, they went in and beat New Orleans last year. I do not trust New Orleans as a playoff team. They choke. I think they're overrated in general. You already mentioned Drew Brees looks cooked. I will not be picking them to win this game. But if you told me there was one favorite that was going to lose this weekend, I think it's New Orleans. Like, I think that they have choke written all over them. And look, like, Chicago, I don't know. I mean, they've been playing semi better. I'm taking Chicago.
Oh, buddy. Love it. I like the head-to-head ones. It gives me, you know, we don't even need to bet.
We don't even need to bet
on the games because we're betting against each other. But we will still
exactly
bet on the games.
Right. We're both winners in this.
Yeah, instance. Exactly. All right. One more game to go. And again, as I mentioned before, it is super fun to have a Sunday night playoff game like this. You know, we don't get this. So it is super cool. A rematch, week 17 game that didn't matter to one team, but Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Obviously, the most news this week has been about this game. Really, just the most Browns thing that has ever happened is that they wait 18 years to get to the playoffs, and then their head coach, Mike Holler, gets COVID. It's just like, if you had told a Browns fan that was going to happen, they would have been like, yep, of course that's what's going to happen. Of course. I am rooting for them to get past this. And you know, again, I like with the Bills, the Browns, the Titans, the only three teams that never won a Super Bowl, and certainly the Bills and the Browns, I'm rooting for those teams. I want their fan bases to feel what it feels like, what we got. For the Pittsburgh is a 6-point home favorite hosting Cleveland, and I can't believe it's not more, Elliot. I feel really bad for the Browns. Joel Batonio, you know, the longest tenure Browns, he gets it too. It's just like, it's really sad. It sucks. But, you know, aside from that, like, they're going into this game without their head coach and play caller. Their play caller. And without Batonio's maybe their most important offensive lineman. And I just think that's a tough spot going against a Steelers team that almost, you know, that played with them a week ago with sitting starters, with Mason Rudolph. I just think at home, Ben got a week off. They got a week off mentally from really having to compete that way. I think Pittsburgh wins somewhat handily. Like, I'm not going to say to blow them out because Pittsburgh doesn't seem to be a team that does that often. But I just think they're better than Cleveland. I thought they were better before, and now the Stefanski and all this other stuff, it just makes me feel like it would be silly to take the Browns -6 or +6. So I'm going Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so I agree with all that. I'm always going to go Pittsburgh -6. Let me ask you this. Would you, if you're the NFL, allow Kyle Stefanski, right? I'm doubting myself.
No, Kevin.
For some reason on that. Kevin, that was it, yeah. Would you allow Kevin Stefanski to call plays from home?
No, I don't think you can. Like, there's so, you know how they are with, like, the headsets and phones and all the communication. Like, it would never be allowed to happen, ever. So, no, I don't think they can change their rules that drastically, but I want it to happen. I feel terrible. Like, I really do think it sucks so hard. But, you know, I think it just is one of those is what it is things.
But it kind of feels like a common sense, like you mentioned, like they finally make the playoffs. Like, they're dealing with the pandemic. I don't know. I wouldn't be against it. Like, if it was my decision, I would be okay with it. I agree that it won't happen. But regardless, I'm going to take Pittsburgh -6. Like I said, I think people are sleeping on Pittsburgh a little bit. I know they haven't played great recently, but this was a team that was 11-0. They have a two-time Super Bowl winning head coach, a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. They have a ton of talent at receiver, you know, really good running back. I think people are sleeping on them in general. The loss of Bud Dupree was a killer. But I think Cleveland in their first playoff game in Pittsburgh, like, I'm not trusting that. So I'm going Pittsburgh -6.
Download the Parxino Sportsbook app. Bet on all these games with us. It's fun. It's easy to use. It's intuitive. And, again, you can bet on every single game we just talked about, the future bets, all that type of stuff. It's going to be fun, man. We got to play football. And though we will not be on air tomorrow on WIP on Saturday because of the early wildcard games, it is the last time these football games will stop us. We're on the next three Saturdays or whatever.
Cannot be stopped from here on out.
Can't be stopped. Dominate. But we'll be back on the radio. And obviously we love when podcast callers call in and all that. So we'll talk more about that next week on the pod and all that, obviously. But I guess until probably Monday, I guess. No reason for us to do a Sunday reaction pod, you know. So
no game.
Yeah, so. I guess we'll be back on Monday. But until then, any final
thoughts? Yeah, Monday, Tuesday. We'll figure it out. No, I mean, everyone go win some money this week.
Go win some money this week and have a little fun watching this playoff football. It's not 2020 anymore, but it still feels like it. And it's been a long, 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 long year, a long 9 months, a long 10 months, whatever you want to call it. Enjoy yourself this weekend. Turn off.
Yeah,
and
go enjoy. Go enjoy yourself. Get the Parks Casino app and enjoy yourself.
Make some money. Have some fun. It's a beautiful thing. And we'll be back to talk to you next week. For Elliot, I'm James. We'll talk to you guys later.